श्री श्री गुरु गौरांग विनोद बिहारी जी और गिरिराज जी की कृपा से, धाम वृंदावन की कृपा से हम लोगों का की परिक्रमा, हरि कथा स्थानों का दर्शन अच्छी तरह से हुआ। बाय द कॉजलेस मर्सी ऑफ गुरु गौरांग राधा विनोद बिहारी जी गिरिराज गोवर्धन और परिक्रमा दर्शन ऑफ ऑल द पास्ट टाइम्स ऑफ कृष्ण सो मच हरि कथा एवरीथिंग वॉज सक्सेसफुल। और परिक्रमा टुडे इज फिनिश्ड बट bigger pratishtha tomorrow and day after tomorrow. In 1 month, how you felt? How our parikrama was done and what kind of hari katha was done? How successful? You should speak something. You should be ready. दीक्षा हुई, जगह पवित मिल गया। आप कहाँ से आए?
फरीदाबाद दीक्षा दी थी।
Capra Brahmachari,
मला दे दिलं हाय ब्रह्मचारी ते
मी ब्रह्मचारी मला गुरुदेव गाडलं
Now don't disturb.
This is my causeless mercy of Srila Gurudev. Although I feel myself to be very unqualified to even be here in Braj Mandala, but somehow by his unlimited kindness and mercy, he has dragged not only person like myself, but hundreds and thousands of Vaishnavas from all over the world to this holy ground, year after year after year, to receive the unlimited mercy Sri Braj Mandala, Sri Vrindavan, Sri Govardhan. And for this, there's no way that I can even begin to thank Srila Gurudev for his unlimited kindness in this regard. When I came on the first Braj Mandala Parikrama in 1994, and at that time there was only about maybe 25 or so Western devotees, and the balance of the devotees, maybe 200 or 300 Bengali and Indian devotees, and we went everywhere throughout Braj with Srila Gurudev. At that time he was in better health, and he came with us to most of the places.
In the buses
even, he was coming to us at first. And we were staying in Kavyama and Nandagaon and so many ashrams which didn't have such amazing, beautiful facilities like this. And even there wasn't running water. Run-down schoolhouses. And at that time, we didn't have these headphones, so 90% of the time, we were sitting there frustrated because everybody was laughing or crying, and we didn't understand what was taking place. But still, because we were in Gurudev's beautiful effulgence in his presence, and he was showering his kindness upon us, we had this faith that just by having his darshan, just by hearing his transcendental voice, and being within there, to those holy places, we were receiving such blessings. And indeed we felt this to be the case. And I've observed that through the years, as Srila Gurudev so mercifully has taken upon himself the order of our Srila Prabhupada to help his disciples and followers, there is no one on this earth planet who has helped Srila Prabhupada's followers more than Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Goswami. Your testimony to that fact, but this is only a very small percentage of all the thousands of devotees throughout the world whom he has helped. He has literally revived from the dead the spiritual lives of hundreds and thousands of devotees. And for this, it is impossible to even express how to repay him for this. So we have, every year, trying to accommodate the Western devotees in such a way that regardless of their backgrounds, regardless of the kind of lifestyle that they're accustomed to, very, very many comforts in the West, but he has constantly arranged, even from the early days of our parikramas, whatever is possible to arrange for the devotees to come and to to go to all of these holy places and take the dust. Because Srila Gurudev, he has this complete faith, just like the blessings of Srimanara that were given by the request of Narada Muni, that anyone that could just come to Vraja-mandala and touch this dust, oh, they will certainly get Krishna praying, Vraja praying. So now Srila Gurudev, he has erected so many holy places here in Braj, so many temples and Lila studies he has held on Nirvan, Suryakund, and so many others. He has erected now here at the foot of Giriraj Govardhan the most amazing, beautiful temple in all of Govardhan, this Giriraj Govardhan. He has manifested all the pastimes of Braj, as we see here so beautifully depicted by his servants, especially Srimati Shantarangi, for her unceasing labor and work to make this project such a success. So, we have come here, really, Gurudev has brought everyone here so that they can hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna, the pastimes of Krishna with the Vrijavasis, to hear and to get the impressions within their heart of the teachings of our Guru Rupa Rupa Guruvarga, and then to take these teachings with them back to their places of residence in all the five corners of the world, and to seriously adopt the process, the sadhana bhajan, which will be required to realize all of these impressions within the heart. So Gurudev is planting seeds, thousands of millions of seeds he's planting in the hearts of devotees. He's giving us these transcendental literatures coming out one after the other after the other, like the flow of waves of nectar. And really, he is establishing this mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the line of Rupa Goswami for all the future generations of Vaishnavas for hundreds of thousands of years to come. So, what can we say? We are so fortunate to be here in under the direct guidance of Srila Gurudev and to partake of this Karti Braj Mandala Parikrama under his guidance, to hear from him every evening. We are hearing all the pastime places of Braja. So I pray that somehow he may bless me and bless all of us, that we can come here year after year, or even if somehow we cannot physically come here, but every party we will observe this Vrajmandala Parikrama in our hearts and in our minds and in our prayers, and we will be at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev and all of our Guru Varga. And finally, when we come to the final moments of our life, we will reap the fruits and the benefits of all of his blessings upon us. So I offer my pranams millions of times at his lotus feet.
Prominent and senior disciple of Param Pujyapad Om Vishnu Parsismad Bhakti Pramod Puri Maharaj, and he is Bhagavat Maharaj here. Yesterday, perhaps he disappearance day was. I request him to glorify him and give Pushpanjali in his lotus feet.
Yeah. Krishna, or more wisdom to train first, and then the teacher gurus. Guru Maharaj appeared in present day Bangladesh in the district is called Jashore. From this Jashore district, many great scholars, devotees of Prabhupada, Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna came. One of them was Sri Paramahansa Bhaktivinoda Tirtha Goswami Maharaj, and also many others. At a very young age, Guru Maharaj got siksha from one particular Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. His name was Sri Bhakti Tirtha Thakur. He used to live in the same village. He was a good friend of Vaishnava Acharya, and he used to teach all the young boys on Jaiva Dharma and other books of Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Our Guru Maharaj also learned from him from very young age. And on his inspiration, he came to see Sri Gaurakshar Babaji Maharaj the day just the day before Sri Babaji Maharaj disappeared. So somebody told he came to see Gaurakshar Babaji Maharaj, but he disappeared yesterday. Guru Maharaj came to our city. He disappeared on the time. So where you see this happened? He is living in another side of Ganges in Mayapur. Jumna Prasad Sikhans was that time Srila Prabhupada was already sannyasi. Not yet sannyasi. He was called as Jumna Prasad Sikhans was ready. He was his disciple. So Guru Maharaj crossed the river Ganges and went to the other side and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and get darshan of Srila Prabhupada. And he returned back. He was clear that I came to see Srila Prabhupada Babaji Maharaj. When he joined, it was 1924, when it was Bhaktivinoda Ashram, the Gaudiya Math name was announced later on. Number one Kulturing Injunction wrote in Kolkata, so the Prabhupada established Bhaktivinoda Ashram. Guru Maharaj came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada at that time. He was doing service and portraits in Calcutta at the time, doing for marriage. His father tried very hard to get him married, but he didn't do. And he came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. In 1925, in the first governmental parikrama of Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharaj resigned his service and completely joined the Gaudiya Math. The same thing is that Srila Prabhupada had many stalwart acharyas. But he was very particular about their service. Guru Maharaj used to say, Prabhupada never sent him to preach here and there. No, Prabhupada gave him the duty to do publications, teaching to books. And whenever Prabhupada used to travel, or to any parikrama, like all India, all over India, all the different places where Prabhupada traveled with his devotees, Guru Maharaj used to go with him and always used to take notes. Those notes, they will later publish on the weekly Gaudiya Magazine. Srila Prabhupada started a spiritual daily newspaper called Nadia Patas. And our Guru Maharaj, his name was Pranamananda Brahmachari, he was the first editor in chief of the daily spiritual newspaper, Nadia Patas. And continuously 4 years, he was in the post. Srila Prabhupada used to speak to him, Guru Maharaj said, because Guru Maharaj always had to be near him to get all the fruits collected. So Guru Maharaj was very particular about fruit collection. When I came up first, Guru Maharaj said, no, now you have to do fruit collection. I said, Guru Maharaj, I don't know how to collect fruit. You people just get afraid. Try. So I used to and I used to go to Guru Maharaj, and always Guru Maharaj would find 5 to 10 inches more with cover in my hand. So I used to be more obstinate. Okay, next time I will just go to Guru Maharaj perfect proof. Still Guru Maharaj would find out something. But he used to have a lot of affection for us, and how to say, you know, it's a matter of feeling. All those who are around him used to be either from India, from Western countries, from any part of the world, gives you a great affection. very loving and very sweet. That was special. And he told my Prabhupada, give me the pain. So when I didn't leave this Shailakad anymore, I thought I should continue the service. As Srila Bhaktivedanta Mahārāja Goswami Mahārāja invited him to help in his publications in Sri Chaitanya Bodhimātra. Since then, Guru Mahārāja Goswami Sri Chaitanya Bodhimātra for 35 years continuously, he did the service. It's a very rare example. Being a scholar, doctor, and most qualified of Prabhupada's disciples, he still served in his godbrother's temple without thinking that it's another thing I shouldn't serve them. And the humility I saw in him, of course many of you had the opportunity to see our Guru Maharaj. He used to say in his Vyas Puja at 1997, his Vyas Puja was held in Mayapur, Bhaktivinoda Podimar. He told, I am a dog. Bhaktivinoda Sarva taught me, be a dog. I am a dog of Srila Prabhupada. I am a dog of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I am a dog of the devotees of Mahaprabhu. And you people offer me flowers. I am the sister of offering my Gurudev. And I am the dog sitting on his feet. Sitting on his feet and some flowers and so on you are giving. In that way I am accepting for offering some flowers. Sometimes devotees misunderstand. Whichever Srila Santana Swami Maharaja wants. And Guru Maharaj was telling in his Vyas Puja lecture that I offer obeisances to all those who think they are my disciples. But I don't think so. So I beg for their mercy so that I can share my name. Srila Santana Goswami Maharaj thought it may create some confusion among the devotees.
They may think it's true.
So Santana Goswami Maharaj, and you are not thinking that his glory is that you are asking for him. This is the symptom of the Mahārāja's devotee who supposed to manifest the third sloka of Sri Sankirtan. Pranāta Vishnu Jena, Tala Rīva
Shreshma.
That was from Mahārāja's devotee of Tala Rīva. Just like a tree. But Śrīla Prabhupāda changed it. It's not that it's a big change. But he gave it color of him, more than tree, more tolerant than tree. That's why many programmers in Confucius art flow of Sishastra commiserated color of each Shaishnama. Prabhupada explained the condition. It was not color of it's color of him. So Srila Prabhupada wanted to manifest that particular aspect throughout the Maharaj. Like many of his disciples, Kuchiva Kesa Goswami Maharaj heard from Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj used to say, I was all of his good friends, and he was very respectful. Imagine this. And somebody will complain to Prabhupada, why is he doing like that? It's not question. Everybody of their particular service giving a Mahaprabhu. And they perfect deity or the eternal association of Mahaprabhu. So your Prabhupada appeared because Mahaprabhu sent him to this world with all his eternal associates. And he manifested different aspects of description to his different devotees. Our Guru Maharaj was the personification of humility, humility.
Thank you.
Surya, when at last it spoke, of course, there is another Garbhagya and Tulsi. He gave the production, and Arjuna should discuss and even at the last, but he told. It was in the end of my life, at the beginning of my lifelong journey. Now I remember one word of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Yetena bhajile yashoda suta charane padike lage. If you don't go to sleep in the morning, the dirty son of Mother Yashoda at last you will be ashamed. Guru Maharaj told, I am very ashamed now. Because I never served Krishna. I never chanted Hari Nam. So I am feeling too much ashamed. So I beg all of your mercy so that a few more days I live, I may chant some Hari Nam. I must serve Krishna. It's not that he spoke for himself. I think he spoke for ourselves. To cover us of our real duty, for what we mean in this world. Fortunately, we got shelter and became a part of the great sorrows of Kali. Then we have to thank Arjuna now, and we have to serve the dirty son of Mother Yashoda, otherwise, we have to be very ashamed. I pray to him and all the seven Vaishnavas. And of course, I pray to the Lord, Bhakti Ramana, Nikhil Maharaj, that please give me the mercy, so that I personally one day should not be ashamed. One day I can chant Hari Nam without offense. And sir, dear Lord Sri Sri Radha Swami, and there can say thank you.
Thank you.
Bhaktivedanta Sar Maharaj, his experiences about our whole parikrama. Drama play, players, they should be ready.
I didn't win. Because if I had won, then I would
have bowed now. Gurudev said, none of you have bowed. So I didn't get it. This Purkama. So I'm going to have to come back again next year, Gurudev, and do the Purkama again under your guidance. Because we want to get to this goal, like he's saying, to chant Shuddhanam. Shuddhanam is a goal. And to actually serve at Vaishnava, this is the goal. So I would like one day to win on my Purkama by gathering all these jewels that were in this place for us in the dust of all these places. In that sense, too, we're so fortunate because, you know, I've heard from scripture, and I try to see, I know when some disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati were walking with him in Mayapur, and they smelled some bad smell from the ditch, and they held their noses, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur chastised them. You're not in the body. This is not part of the body. I think that smell is part of the body. And I know I'm on that level all the time, seeing and smelling and all the external features of the dog. And, you know, I've heard that all these trees are chintamani trees, and each one can fulfill all our desires. And, you know, even when I run and pray to them, I don't immediately see or feel that they're giving me that. But whenever I am with Gurudev, he's so merciful because he always gives me what I need. He doesn't always give me what I want, but he gives me what I need all the time. And as foolish as I am, and I know we all feel the same way, in the material world there's a saying that, you know, you learn more by your failures than you learn by your successes. So I also feel that when Gurudev is merciful and you know, when he praises me, then I don't get so much from him except the big swelled up head. But when he chastises me, then I have to think very deeply. Am I really serious about Krishna consciousness? Am I doing bhajan? Am I really here to hear Srila Gurudev and get his mercy? So I pray for his merciful chastisement for myself and all those Gurudev, that we will take this Purkama more and more seriously all the time. Because if we can take this mood that he tried to inject into us, then when we go all around the world, we can also become his extension to bring this mood of Raj to the dried up conditioned souls of this world. They are so bereft of the nectar of Krishna consciousness. And this is really the crying need of the world today. So, I'm also, personally, I'm very, very grateful to Srila Gurudev. You know, I was reading through R. Srila Prabhupada's letters, and in 1968, very early on in the movement, he was speaking so many high things. When he first came to New York, he was studying his early New York classes, and as Bhagavatam pointed out, he was talking about Radha Dasya and so many things. And in 1968, he wrote a letter and he said, I think that in a couple of years from now, when my first students have attained to Bhav, then they can initiate and I will write books. That was 1968. And in 1976, he said, all the sannyasis, they're falling down. We should at least try to do Varnashram Dharma. So he saw what is our adhikar for our Krishna consciousness. So Gurudev has come, he's kind of tricked all of us. And he even admitted it in the first Nanavik Purkama I went to. At the end of it, he said, please, I know that I promised you that you would get friends at the end of this Purkama. And so you all came and you're all reading her, but it will take a little more time. So please forgive me. So in the same way, he went back to basics. So what I really got from this Purkama Srila Gurudev were your classes every evening and morning. Thank you very much for Vadeshamrita, Manasiksha, and Vajramasiksha. And you started out Vajramasiksha, but now you've taken us up to Vav. So thank you very much, Gurudev, for
Shyam Rani. No, nothing. Because you are always engaged.
So we didn't get to hear her, but now we should hear her.
Yes, Shyam Rani.
हमारी परिक्रमा समाप्त हुई, किंतु अपने अपनी झोली में उपदेशों को ले जाइए। विशेष करके हमने चैतन्य महाप्रभु की वाणी और रूप गोस्वामी की कथा और भक्ति रसामी सिंधु उज्ज्वलिन मणि आदि से जयदेव गोस्वामी के गीत गोविंद से प्रबोधानंद सरस्वती के इसमें से भजन रहस्य से हमने आपको बहुत कुछ दिया है। घर में जाकर कृष्ण नाम करेंगे, शुद्ध नाम, वैष्णव सेवा कृष्ण सेवा करेंगे। जैसे चैतन्य महाप्रभु जी ने कुलिया ग्राम के भक्तों को बतलाया था, ठीक वही उपदेश धारण करेंगे। जहां तक हो सके सांसारिक कामना वासना से दूर रहने की चेष्टा करें। जीवन 2 दिन का है, कब समाप्त हो जाएगा कोई भी ठीक नहीं। परीक्षित महाराज जी को गारंटी के साथ में 7 दिन का समय था, हम लोगों को समय नहीं है। इसलिए सबको छोड़कर के संसारी कामना वासना सब भगवान का शुद्ध रूप में भजन करो। रूप गोस्वामी की शिक्षा के अनुसार में, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी की शिक्षा के अनुसार यदि ऐसा कर सकोगे तो तुम लोगों का जीवन धन्य होगा। हम गिरिराज गोवर्धन से, गुरु गौरांग से प्रार्थना करते हैं कि आप सभी लोग अपने अपने घरों में लौटकर रूप सनातन इत्यादि के ग्रंथ, चैतन्य चरितामृत इत्यादि ग्रंथ, श्रीमद्भागवत ग्रंथ, गोस्वामी के ग्रंथ देखेंगे, नियमित रूप में हरिनाम करेंगे, गुरुजी का दिया हुआ मंत्र ठीक से त्रिसंध्या उसको मेडिटेट करेंगे। गुरु निष्ठा होनी चाहिए, गुरु निष्ठा इज द बैकबोन ऑफ भक्ति। समझना चाहिए गुरुजी की क्या इच्छा है। जो गुरु सेवक गुरु की इच्छा जानकर को उनकी अभिलाषा के अनुसार में वैसा काम करता है, भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश कर सकता है। बहुत बड़े विद्वान लोग भी सब कुछ भागवत रामायण पुराण शास्त्र जानने पर भी गुरु की मनोभिलाषा जान करके वैसा नहीं पालन करते हुए भक्ति राज्य में प्रवेश नहीं कर सकते। इसलिए गुरु की मनोभीष्ट जानकर, जैसे श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टम स्थापितम जैन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यम ददाति सकता। रूप गोस्वामी ने अपने गुरु की इच्छा से, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी महाप्रभु की, स्वरूप दामोदर की, अंत में रूप सनातन की इच्छा समझ करके वैसा भी। तो आप लोगों का जीवन भजन के अतिरिक्त और किसी चीज में ना जाए। जीवन निर्वाह के लिए जैसे भी आपका हो, पूर्व जन्म कर्मों के अनुसार में अच्छा बुरा भोग करते हुए भगवान का सभी लोग भजन करें, यही हमारा अंतिम उपदेश है। अभी यह होगा, अभिनय होगा, और इसके बाद में कल मंदिर प्रतिष्ठा होगी, और अब 1 दिन पहले का जो कार्य है मूर्ति विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा का वो सब होगा और परसों से विग्रह प्रतिष्ठा है। आ सकते हैं देखेंगे समझ तो आप लोग
criticize anyone, bad or good.
always keep in mind. Don't try to correct others. Try to correct yourself. Otherwise, all bad qualities will come in you. So don't think about others, think about yours. And if anything good in any devotee, you can take it. But don't criticize. Now,
নাম হলো অ্যানাউন্স করতে হবে
ঘন্টা লাগে
আমরা বলতে হবে না
We know that Srila Prabhupada, he often referred to windows into the spiritual world. And our Srila Gurudev, he has manifested the windows in Braj, the windows which depict his inner moods. And these, we can show it. These have been manifested by Gurudev's innermost desire, and they've been made available they are in real painting. They are there is a limited edition of these beautiful paintings available to the devotees. And we cannot thank enough our Srimati Shamarani Didi and her team for assisting the Guru with this glorious ceremony. These have just come today. They are available on our table, and the proceeds, they will go to watch the art department. You can take them home or for your temple. Yes.
Two sizes,
yeah. So I would like to mention in brief how Srila Gurudev requested Shamarani Didi to speak something. And she has been speaking from beginning of our parikram. Whenever Gurudev said, I want that you finish all these beautiful paintings very soon, within a couple of days, then Shamarani Didi and her group, she has been working with about 20 devotees for the last, I think, 6 weeks or 7 weeks?
4 weeks.
But before parikram also you were here. Altogether, about 6 weeks, they've been working on the paintings in the entrance and on the backside of Thakurji. These have been manifested by Srila Gurudev himself. Under his guidance, they have made these beautiful presentations, diorama, we may say they are, and how they have perfected them. Gurudev often said from the beginning of parikram, I want them to be finished very soon. He said, only a few more days. Do we have your permission not to go on parikram? Do we have your permission? And Purandar Prabhu would say, I want all the scaffolding down by the 8th of November when we come here. And Shamarani insisted, please make any miracle happen so that we can finish it very quickly. So even during the parikram, she was working with her group of devotees, Vasanti Didi, Anita, and so many, Bakula Didi, Manjari Didi, they all helped. Lalita, Raga, Laza, so many were helping. Gaurakali, Vasudev. So we cannot thank them enough for assisting Srila Gurudev in manifesting this most glorious place of worship and an opportunity for all the devotees to come and enter real bhajan. Hare Krishna. Shri Guru's classes, they come out in time, on time, almost punctually on the day that things are happening, even after the disappearance of our beloved Shri Bhaktivinoda Vaman Maharaj. The day after that happened, at once there was a beautiful lecture. Yeah. All this has been arranged by Shamarani Didi and her team, sent out over the whole world to always keep the devotees informed. And I know that this is like a lifeline for so many devotees to receive Gurudev's transcribed lectures by email. For those of you who do not have access to this, please give your email address to Shamarani Didi or to her assistants. Vasanti Didi is here. You can stand up so everybody knows who she is. And you can also be part of this Nectarian lifeline. Now today, the bodies who have received initiation, we will now request you to stand up and Shri Gurudev will announce your new spiritual name. Receiving Diksha from New Delhi, Gulkandi. Name is
Gopali Devi.
Gopali Devi.
Receiving Harinam from Gurla, Rajasthan. Lomadi Devi.
Lilavati.
Lilavati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam from Kilarani village in Rajasthan, Sri Ram.
Sri Ram Das.
Sri Ram Das Prabhu ki.
Receiving Diksha, Dev Prasad Das from Govardhan.
Deva Prasad.
Dev Prasad ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, Leela Birla,
named Leela Das.
Leela Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha, Vedvati Devi.
Vedavati.
Vedvati
Devi.
Vedvati Devi ki jai.
Receiving Harina, Shakti Saga, son of Radha Vinodini.
Shyamananda.
Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinama Diksha from Govardhan, Prem Das Baba.
Prem Das Prabhu.
Prem Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha from Berlin, Shashi Mukhi.
Shashi Mukhi Devi ki jai. Quickly, quickly.
Receiving Harinam and Diksha from Venezuela originally, named Ramya
Dasi. Ramya.
Ramya Dasi. Rama Dasi ki jai.
She was second one.
Receiving Diksha from Mathura, Sivananda Sharma.
Sivananda Dasi.
Shivananda Das Prabhu ki.
Shilu?
Kya naam? Shivananda. Very good.
Receiving Harinam. Ramesh. Ramesh.
Ramesh Prabhu. And any other one. Maharaj from where?
You received Diksha?
Wow. It is written here. Maharaj from Mathura or?
I don't know.
No address.
Jhansi.
No address.
Jhansi.
Jhansi.
Yes.
It is crossed.
Ramesh from Jhansi. Receiving Harinam today. Receiving Diksha.
Ramesh Das Prabhu ki jai.
Yeah. Sampad receiving Diksha today. Lady.
Shyamala Dasi.
Shyamala Dasi.
Receiving Diksha, Mahesh.
Mahesh
Prabhu ki Maheshwar.